Blog Talk Radio.
Computer on, all eyes on me. If I catch you looking at anything else, I'm gonna beat my ass like a runaway slave.
Space, a final frontier.
DJ.
Party time.
These are the voyages of the starship
Mele
Prize. Its 5-year mission to explore. To seek out new life and new civilizations. To boldly go where no has gone before.
It is time for the hottest show on the internet. It is Wrecking the Game Radio with your host DJ Smith, an international call.
Hail from the Netherlands. Presenting by your night.
Interface complete.
My goddamn Bobby Socks app. My Bobby Socks. Oh. You're lying like a mother. You wearing some Bobby Socks, goddamn it. You better be a female, because, it ain't going down like that. Welcome to the show, people. This is Weed's Day, Wednesday workout with Captain Buff So Good. Oh, yeah. And we're doing something new on Wednesday, and just instead of sitting around talking about smoking weed all freaking day, you know what I'm saying? And smoking weed all freaking day, you might as well, show what else you can do while you're doing that. And that's work out. Unfortunately, I'm balling on a budget broke right now, so I haven't been kicking out the extra funds to purchase the Mary Jane. Or the beer, you know what I'm saying, which is the perfect combination for working out. But we still gonna have a good workout today, you know what I'm saying? And we'll be live via Ustream. It was live stream, but live stream just seems to give me a few issues and stuff. So I'm going to bypass old live stream and get into the Ustream. So it's all good. And got the bridge open today, finally, since these mood up makers been screwing me over, you know what I'm saying, yesterday. But we back, you know what I'm saying? So, it's another exciting workout, you know what I'm saying? It's about to be underway, so get your workout stuff, people, ready, you know what I'm saying? Let me give y'all a list of stuff that you need for the show, you know what I'm saying? You need gloves, water, beer, preferably, tights. You know, some of you motherfuckers like to wear Speedos and all that crazy shit. Bobby socks for the women, or tube socks, you know, preferred for the men. Mat, you need a mat, you need some dumbbells, blunt. Of course you need the blunt, you know. Ab workout chair if you got it, you know what I'm saying, if that's available. And get ready to get buff. Cap buff so good. He's a special guest. Captain taking over the ship on Wednesdays. And he come here to show us how to get it in while we out in space, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, you're out in space, your muscles can tend to freeze up, tense up on you, you know what I'm saying? So you got to make sure that's right, you know what I'm saying? Something's going on down like that. And my international co-host, Mr. Zayanide, will be in the building, you know what I'm saying, in just a few. As we get the world, and I mean the world, in shape, and get in shape our motherfucking selves. You know what I'm saying? Bring your ass. Smoking Hot Workout DVD is coming soon. So y'all make sure y'all look out for that. You know what I'm saying? Smoking Hot Workout. Yeah, so I got that coming soon. You know what I'm saying? Thanks to Torque, Mr. Torque 64, you know what I'm saying, for giving me that inspiration to go ahead and get the promo started. You know what I'm saying? The video, that is.
Yeah, we live here on 34th, man. DJ Smith so good, you know what I'm talking about? We got that good old cannon for you. Sleepy jail as well. I'm both fucked up now, but I don't mean shit. At the same time, though, I'm still going to rock straight forward regardless. That's my life. Straight forward for life.
Let me get some of that. SFN business in the building, too, goddammit. You know we always on 34. Y'all need to go ahead, come down here, check this out. We got everything that a nigga need in the hood right here. Oh, yeah. Even though I don't go to it. myspace.com/SFNVisions. That's just real nigga shit. Y'all can hit me up. Trey Folk, Wrecking the Game Entertainment. Part of time, smell good. This nigga here.
All right. That's how we do. Y'all check out this little John New ride out while I go ahead and get all the equipment set up and everything. We get ready to get buffed. Because today is Weed Stay Wednesday. Workout with Captain Buff.
DJ
Smell So Good. Don't nobody know about this here record, but that old
record game entertainment.
Cool, all right. You ready for it? Check this.
Ain't no pussy like a clean ass pussy. Ain't no pussy like a clean ass pussy. Ain't no pussy like a clean ass pussy. That's a clean ass pussy. Hey, baby, let me see you whine, 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 whine. Baby, let me see you whine. You already know what I'm looking at. I see you looking back. But she ain't knowing I eat that pussy like a motherfucking cookie rack. Keep drinking black, never spray red. Smoking no some good dro when the hair's red. Mama ass fat like rest still. She wanna body slam a bitch like Lex Luke. Pop one pill, let the rest move. You wanna slide to the boat, mama, let's do. Make that ass do the talk back. I get the pussy back, she had one walk right.
I'm rich, bitch.
Yeah. He said he wanna make a movie.
Go down on four. And when we go shopping, she don't wear stocking. We do it in the back of the store. She loves to take control. When we rotate, she stars every roll. Sometimes as a nurse, so call it a first or she for sliding down the floor.
It's
a
room.
How's the cool girl? She's not a brood girl. Always in the mood, girl. Sleeping the nude girl. Yes, that's my rude girl. I love my rude girl. No, how's the cool girl? She's not a food girl. Always in the mood, girl. Sleeping the nude girl. Yes, that's my rude girl.
She can be a good girl, dear boy, bunny. Top shot, a rude girl. One for the money. Looks like a queen bee. She makes honey. Good for the soul and good for the body. Oh, she rides her side like bunny. All day, all night, moonlight. You get sticky fingers because she's gummy. Then get locked down and it's not funny.
She's
so
rude.
She's so rude.
She wants it night and day. She's so rude.
I get crazy and time them see a man in her. And them get hot and time them see a man. I want thing me I tell her, sir. Brag upon them, man. Bust upon them. Watch out. 24-1-7-10. Too long. You not stop mad, your matey. All direction. 24-1-7-10. Too long. You not stop mad, your matey. All direction. Matey, mad again. New brand dress, I kill them. Matey, mad again. Brand new shoes, they match them. Matey, mad again. New hairstyle, they test them. Matey, mad again. Can't give you no problem. Your matey try test, but your matey already. Because your matey no she borrow from somebody. Are you your man want time for your matey? I run down your man like she not easy. But for your man I use him, I use your matey. You are the woman of house, so you ever ready. You wash and you a cook and keep the place tidy. So right now you can show up on your matey. 24-1-7 takes too long. You don't stop mad your matey. All direction. 24-1-7 takes too long. You don't stop mad your matey. All direction. Come matey's a girl where him can go a dance. When him a rub and when him a tangle on. But you as the wife, him carry out a club. Lord my God, a man him kill you with love. Everything where you want, him have to forgive. And you know for your matey a check negative. She say, leave your man cause she acting stupid. Cause your man no want her cause everything him a give. Matey mad again. New brand shoes a kill them. Matey mad again. New hairstyle say match them. Matey mad again. Brand new frock a kill them. Matey mad again. New brand dress say match them. Him buy you a house pan a nice piece of land. The cure your matey wanna cure how she program. She nah get nothing. She's like a vagabond. I wish she just a do, she just a run down your man. Are you your man love and no want another one? Him give you a son and a daughter, you no man. That simple mean you are the loving woman. A little later, him put the ring for your hand. 24-1-7 takes too long. You don't stop mad, your matey all direction. 24-1-7 takes too long. You don't stop mad, your matey all direction. A serious thing, fi take a girl man. Cause them the type of living is outer. And every who have a stick out a bush now man. So why the girl that can go look a next man. Every time them get up a fool round of people man. But tell your mate say she have to change her plan. A new brand study, a new brand action. Because for your mate coming like a rang bang. 24-1-7 takes too long. You don't stop mad your matey all direction. 24-1-7 takes too long. You don't stop mad your matey all direct. Matey mad again. Brand new shoes and
kill them native. New brand new style to match them native. Mad again, brand new dress, I kill them. Every outfit you wear, they be no problem. I see queens you wear and them not have it, my friend. The most dear things you wear, them can't buy them. Your man a name brand, you wear the name brand them. And that's why I know you a give them problem. 24-1, 7-10, too long. You know, stop my your mate in all direction. 24-1, 7-10, too long. You know, stop my your mate.
Mayor, motherfucker!
I don't give a fuck, that slump in the trunk.
Make a nut. Hit up my screen, show deep meme. Nah, I mean, fresh in my white tee, been still clean. Rockin' with my J's on, ain't got these. I don't give a fuck, put a dime on the bus. You can hit the club, cause mine on the bus. 12 in the trunk, then 9 on the bus. I don't give a fuck, I got slump in the trunk. Trunk stays beatin', it's deep eatin'. Trunk so loud, it postponed meeting. Trunk so loud, it has its own. Put the single up, cause it's killer beat season. Trunk never stop, cause the beat is too hot. Make your trunk pop, cause it's too much rock. Pop, 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 I think they're shooting on the block now. Pop, pop, damn, the speakers blew out.
I don't give a fuck, that's slump in the trunk. I don't give a fuck, I don't give a fuck, I don't give a fuck, that's slump in the trunk.
And I'ma turn it up, and you got the block slapping.
When are you moving? When are you moving? All right, look, people, I'm setting this up real quick. That's why I ain't answered the phones yet. So give me just a second. I'm setting up the Ustream. And then, yeah, we'll be wide open. Doing what we do, man, because this is Weed Day Wednesday. Well, minus the motherfucking weed. But, yeah, you already know. You know what I'm saying? So it's going down just like that. And, yeah, coming right back at you, man. Y'all hold on just a second.
Vinny, I think we got one on this one, man.
I made it rain.
Make it rain.
What? Woo! And I bet that I can do whatever you want me to.
Try something new here, people. Hey, hold on. Let me beam everybody up in here real quick and see if we can do this. And, yeah, we finna try something new today, people.
Timmy!
Go ahead and beam them on up, Timmy. And, yeah, let's get it popping. Hold on, people. All right. Welcome to the show, good people. And, been trying something new today. Where is the URL at? Hold on.
Good day, Kelly.
Well, that. All right.
Uh-oh. Batman. Sorry.
All right, here we go. Hey, click on that link there, Si. Let me. What the fuck is all that?
Yeah, sorry, I had a phone call. A friend of mine was on the line. Gonna play ball with that.
No, that ain't what I'm talking about. Hold on. Wait a minute. What link am I supposed to give out? Hell, I don't even fucking know.
I don't see one.
That's the URL. Live embed, chat embed. No, I just want the URL. What the hell is all of this, though? Hold on, something ain't right. What the hell happened to my damn show shit?
I don't know. Are you making water VTR again?
No, I'll try and figure this damn Ustream shit out. I want to drop the link.
Live stream.
Ustream. The live stream is just it's just a little too advanced for what I'm trying to do right about now. Until I get me a Yeah, it's you know, a lot more basic, lot basic.
Yeah, Ustream has an app you can stream from your phone.
Stream from your phone?
Yeah, I tested it out while driving. It works.
Okay. Sounds very dangerous,
no,
but
No. I didn't look through the phone. I just had it in my hand, which I also had my It Smells So Good Crunk cast.
Is that it?
Yeah, I'll post a link here in the chat room. You have one?
Yeah, well, actually, no, because I done renamed it. So it's the Weezy Day Workout with Captain Buff So Good, so you should see that.
Live from Cliff Cush.
Nice. Oops, it looks like you're already broadcasting. Oh, the other broadcast. Oh, okay. Well, I can't watch myself, I guess, then. Yes. Yeah. Well, when you clicked on that, did it show on anything?
If I click on your link that you posted, it says, "We're sorry, the page you requested cannot be found."
Well, what the hell am I supposed to share with everybody? I'll get you a link in just a second, brother, because I'm a little new to this, people. So I really don't know where in the hell. Because, see, it has invite users to where you can I can invite you in, I guess, and bring you over live or something like that. Is that possible?
I don't know. I haven't played that much with the Ustream. Did You Smell So Good as Off Air? FL? One total.
Okay.
What's your username there? Did You Smell So Good or Did You Smell So Good FL?
Nah, just DJ Smell So Good that I know of. I don't know what the FL is.
DJ Smell So Good.
All right, people, this is the technical difficulty part of it. And,
we can always share some mashed potato.
Know that, but nah, I ain't got no goddamn... damn weed today, man. But I'm not going to make that suck, you know what I'm saying? I'm not going to let it be a sucky day. Nope, not going to let that affect me today, people. Going to get worked on, work out on.
If you go to broadcast, we should be able to find it in the all live section.
Okay, here we go.
Okay, broadcast.
All right, here we go. How about that?
Feel a bad vibe when I come through. Since I came around street, come forgot about you. Come on, better watch swag jacket. Are you live now?
Yeah, it should be. You should just see the couch. Well, you should just see the living room.
The life oil gang. Damn, how many live shows did he have on now?
Yeah. Oh, me?
No, Ustream. I'm browsing the Now Live section. That's not working.
Oh, goddamn, Ustream. Shit. I'm gonna just go back to fucking live stream.
I don't see that you broadcast live. Show schedule. Show. Also good broadcast.
Now, the broadcast live, you start broadcast, right? The recording is just if you want to record offline.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I pushed hard.
Now go to the show page. Wait. Do I have it? Yeah, the weekday workout. Got updated right now. I see the couch and your device.
Workout equipment. Okay. Now you should hear me talking too. But no, because you listening to
Lockdown.
Yeah. So. All right, people. So the shit is up. Let's see. You see the hand? La. All right.
Yeah, I heard you too, but I'm gonna mute that. That's annoying. That's slower.
Oh, get that double feedback. Okay. Titles, updates, links, anything you want to do with text here. Oh, that's cool. You can put in text. All right. Now, see, this says audience tools. It says pick any currently live Ustream shows and pull them in as substream to your live show. Or you can invite one or more viewers to chime into your live show using their own webcam and microphone. Size characteristics of your guest streams. All right, well, how do I do that? Ustream got a chat room?
Yeah, I guess so. I'm in the chat room. Hello?
So why don't I see it? All right.
I'm the only one in the chat room.
Yeah, I don't see a chat room. All right, people, y'all go, man. What's going on? Anyways, what's going on over there in Washington there, Miss Heavenly Angel?
Up and away here, sorry to say. It's a nice sunny day. Summer's finally decided to show up for a few days. Got me close to 90. And in the 90s by the weekend.
That's good weather. We got rain all fucking day, so.
Yeah, it's been a cloudy, overcast summer.
See, all the input. If you're unsure what it means, you gotta leave this option. A sound mixer? What the hell?
A sound mixer?
Yeah. And it says select this option if you use a sound mixer to mix together incoming audio, including streams on your computer, into your audio output. What the hell is that? Okay, people, I am lost. Did you see a little request for viewer co-host?
A viewer co-host. Who? Where should I see that?
I don't know. I sent the invitation out. I don't know where the hell it goes.
I'll look around, but I don't see it yet.
How do I get Ustream to recognize my camera sound? How do I moderate my chat? There we go. And why is broadcast choppy? Why do I get here, man? All right, how do I moderate chat? Okay, please make sure the Ustream bot is in your chat room. It will only appear if there are two or more users in the room.
Ooh.
I don't see none of that shit. Where the hell is that at?
Did someone pass the mashed potatoes, please?
What you gonna do with the mashed potatoes?
Wouldn't she like to know?
That's why I'm asking.
I don't know, pass them and you'll find out.
What the hell? All right, now you shouldn't see nothing because I had to click the motherfucking shit off because I don't know what the fuck going on.
Yep, okay.
Need to get you some weed so you can think.
Yeah, well, balling on the budget broke right now, people, so that is not a priority.
hear you.
Okay, got that back up, but I don't see, wonder if I got to get this damn producer app or something, cause, alright, allow, okay, allow that, alright, that's on, but it doesn't have, anything for no damn chat shit. Just keep talking about some chat. But there is no option to enable the chat.
The chat is enabled by default? I'm in the chat?
No, I'm talking about for me, though. Why the hell do I fucking see it?
I don't know.
All right. Start broadcast.
Where are you at?
Ustream.
Oh, Ustream. Okay, I got you.
Where are you at?
I'm right here, baby. Where you at?
Yeah, good. Where you at? Where you at? I know where you at. I know where you at. Fucking dumbass commercial, boy. You know where I'm at. Because I know where you at. You know, the goddamn cell phone commercial with the fucking dots and shit just to show you
motherfuckers
how y'all really getting tracked. No, they got a cell phone commercial out that it's got people dressed up in dot costumes. They look like big ass dots. So they supposed to be representing, you know, to show that the phone tracks the people that you talk to. That's basically what it's showing you. So the dude would be like, I know where you at. He laying next to this chick. Then the chick turned around talking about, I know where you at. So she like, I know you at the chick house, you know, I know where you at. And they going back and forth. Kind of stupid, but yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Anyways, Ustream help is not helping because, they're not helping. Audio, video, I got that. But there is no shit under here. Talking about show chat or chat pop-up. Make sure audio quality is set. Make sure your computer microphone is set. And how do I moderate chat? Make sure the Ustream bot, okay, make sure you are a moderator in the room. Where the fuck is the chat at? Dumb shit here. Well, it don't matter what the fuck I'm a double chat for, you know what I'm saying?
If I go to the link, the channel link that you posted, the chat is right there.
Okay, let me click on my own goddamn link, see what happens. Do do do. This show does not have a status update. Live broadcast started 2 minutes ago. Right. Okay, I should be. Well, I see you. I see the chat. All right, let me see. Now, why I don't hear myself?
The volume is pretty low by default. I could hear you.
That shit blow the fuck out me, goddamn commercial. Fucking Google. Dumbass bitch. The new 2011 Subaru. Right. Hello.
Hello.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it is a double feedback. All right. Got audio, people. What the fuck is up with all these advertisements, man? Do you keep getting a bunch of advertisements?
Nope.
What the fuck is that, man? Damn. All right, let's try this out. Hello, hello. Oh, and it's my name. All right, that'll work. Okay, people, we're fucking live. All right, let's get this shit on the road. You online there, Heavenly Angel?
Say that again.
Are you online?
Am I online? No.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Where you at? What you doing?
Talking to you, baby. What you doing?
I'm
waiting
on you.
You
ain't in the clubhouse or nothing? No.
Am I what? No, I'm not
in
the clubhouse.
Missing in action on online lately. I don't know what's been going on. Hell yeah. Where you at?
I'm right here.
Me too. Hey, that's a coincidence. We're in the same spot.
Right. Right, well, this is going to be a little weird then, because you're not going to be able to see the workout going on, getting buffed. Yeah. But we'll start.
I'm ready
that
for that.
We'll start that shortly. Oh, here this fucking shit goes, man. Alright, I'm gonna have to turn this shit off because this goddamn shit keep popping up these fucking advertisements. Damn, I don't want to visit no fucking site, man. Stop popping the goddamn ads up doing the fucking show. Alright, record it. Okay. 2 viewers so far. Alright. Okay.
Yeah, that's me and you.
You know what I'm saying? Wow, we're fucking deep, man. It's like 300 and minus. Yeah, because it's only 2 motherfuckers in here. Damn it! Fucking ads, man.
Well, I'm still staring at your couch. I guess that's not very attractive for people to look at. Just a couch. And
wow.
Your fingers.
Oh, okay, there we go. Alright. Yeah, that shit's delayed like a motherfucker. I did that like 5 seconds ago and shit. You know what I mean? Like,
slow motion.
Yeah. Alright, well, give a snapshot of your content. I have to figure all that shit out, man. I'm going to sit down and really figure out this goddamn Ustream and put it to work, man.
So
but,
you can bring in another user with this webcam?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool. Just like the stream link that you posted 2 days ago?
I did?
You posted something where you could broadcast. You said it was live stream, but then advanced. The only thing is that the free option, you only could do 30-minute shows.
Yeah, and no, you're talking about that Make TV shit.
Make TV, yeah, that's it.
Yeah. Okay, let me see what.
Hey, join as co-host. I can join as co-host.
Yeah. What, did you see the request?
Broadcaster is currently accepting members of the audience as co-hosts. If you choose to apply as co-host, you will get into the broadcaster's co-host queue. And if the broadcaster...
Oh, there you go.
Your webcam,
that's all a little bit.
...will become part of the live show. To increase your chances of getting selected, you may want to let the broadcaster know. Name, cyanide, information, fuck you.
What kind of information is that? Shout out to Goofy Boom for this motherfucker, man. Yeah, he just popped off up in this mofo mickle, you know what I'm saying?
Hey.
And hey Goofy, man, you gotta click on that link, man. We trying to figure out this live stream shit. Figure out the Ustream, my bad, not live stream. What is it doing? Making you fill out a bunch of shit or something? Sign that?
Yeah. What's up?
No, did you fill it out or you ain't got your webcam hooked up?
Yeah, I got it hooked up. I'm looking at co-host settings right now. Video quality, audio quality. Let me drag the audio all the way up. And then I guess I gotta close it.
Okay, we go ahead. Step.
Now, I don't see myself there.
Bam! See it?
Was it another window? No, I don't see it myself. But I'm there, I guess.
Okay, hold on. Okay, now you
oh,
should
yeah,
be on.
There,
bam! That's harder than a bitch. Yeah, cam sucks though, but alright.
No, the cam is good. The cam is good. But let me close it right here.
What's that? Because of the pixels or something? I'm saying the pixels look all.
Yeah, I got a quality setting here, so I'm showing the options, video quality all the way up, audio quality all the way up. Alrighty, and low.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
Yeah, much better.
Yeah. Heck no, that is some hard-ass shit. Heaven Angel, you suck. And I don't mean mashed potatoes, shit. Your ass should be witnessing this momentous event. God damn it, we are live to the world. And I mean the world. See, so now you can't fucking cheat either, god damn it. Yeah, I need to see some motherfucking workout equipment going on. I don't see shit over there. He's in a goddamn polo, people. How you work out a fucking polo? You need to go change, man. You need to go put on the goddamn tank top. We need to get some tank top going on. Get you some gloves.
Get naked.
Fucking throw some gel in your head and look like one of the rockers. Well, I don't want to see him naked, so please, sir.
Muscles.
Please.
Hey, Smiley, you want to make
you
it
ain't
bad.
On cam, goddammit.
Hey, you want to make it bad?
What's up?
I'll show you something. Wait up. I'll take you with me.
Hey, here, you got a portable cam or something?
Laptop.
Oh, well, yeah, that explains it too. You ain't going to the gym. You ain't got no gym in the house.
What do I have?
Let's see if he got a gym, people. Oh, he got some weights. Check him out, people. He got a little weight. He got real weights. I ain't got that shit.
Awesome.
He got the old lift up bar. What's that? For the leg press? That's all you got?
A leg, which you can also do biceps with.
Oh, okay. Curl underneath it.
Put in the bar around here. And it's
oh, you can modify it.
Do everything incline. You see?
Yeah. How often you work out on it? Probably not that often because I can see the dust on it. But,
<Hey.
laughs> or that weed smoke, built up weed smoke.
Well, you can actually, if you look here, that's ashes and weed.
Ashes and weed.
Yeah, so
right.
I like your hood workout.
This is harder than a bitch. Hey, Goofy, why the fuck Goofy Bone didn't show up? All the cameras.
Maybe he's got an interview for growing marijuana.
He said, what the fuck is up with all the cameras? One camera is showing Cyanide, and the other camera is showing me, which I ain't on yet. You know what I'm saying? That's just showing my goddamn shit. There you go. It should be me. All right, got my workout shorts on. Yeah. All right. There you go, people. All right. God damn it, get right, motherfucking webcam. All right. I could take my shit outside, too, and work out on the back porch. That'd be fucking hot, literally. I won't be doing that. Yeah. Hey, Goofy, man, click on join as a... I wonder if you can... How many people can join as a co-host?
Think I'm in.
I don't know. 3 or 4?
Yeah. I mean, click on that... on the join as a co-host link. Let me see if I can bring you in, too. That'll be hard in a bit.
Oh.
There we go, people. We're getting buffed up. How much you got on there?
Oops, sorry. Did you say something?
Yeah, how much weight you got on there?
now at the time, that is 35 times 2 dots 2, 77 pounds.
Okay. Ain't y'all in American kilos pounds. Or some shit?
Yeah, 35 kilo.
Yeah, okay, there we go. So I'm trying to learn that conversion and everything, you know what I'm saying? Yeah.
10 kilo check. Is 22 pounds.
Oh, that's hard in a business. I can take the cams on and off. I can even mute you, goddammit. Yeah. You're fucking muted. Well, not now, but...
not on Black Talk.
Yeah, well, yeah. Goddammit. Shit. What the fuck? Goofy ain't click on the link. What the hell's going on? Click on the link. Your back wet. Or something like that.
You need to invite the strippers in.
Oh, yeah. Let's write some strippers. Oh, yeah, I forgot. Yeah, he be having... Oh, man, this is going to be crazy. Oh, shit. Yeah, I be forgetting. He be having those stripper girls over there. Get some live stripper girls. Go get Anna Banana or somebody to get on the cam and... Work it out, baby. Work it out. Yeah. Uh-oh, there it is.
That's how it worked out.
All right. What happened?
Well, you're
work
gonna
it,
do
baby.
Your workout, and I'm gonna do mine.
Okay, I should have two cams up, but I only see you. I don't see Goof. What the hell going on?
Yeah, but he has to put it on, I guess.
Oh, turn your cam on there, Goofy.
He gets an option to join as co-host, and then he has to allow the camera and shit.
Yeah, because I see him. Well, it's got the little box like your box, but he's not up in there, though. It's not showing. He's on air, too. I don't know what the hell's going on.
What about the hand workout?
Right. You can do that in the personal space of your own home.
Let's not do that on the webcam.
Yeah, that's not with all the hard hits on the phone. Yeah. See, Heavenly, you sitting up here making all these requests, and you ain't even on the cam, all right? You get on the cam. You what?
You heard me.
I thought I did, but I wanted to just repeat that. I don't know how you get on this shit, man. Hell, we spent the first goddamn half of the show trying to learn how to get on the motherfucking shit.
Hey,
trying to help you out.
All right, look, let me take them off air.
Hey.
Okay. Oh, I'm bad. That was you.
Thank you.
They're waiting on the mashed potatoes.
So,
okay,
next time you tell me I can't work out here, ding again.
What the hell? Okay, take this one off. Take that one off.
Yeah,
okay.
Take it off, baby.
Show preview. It's not showing anything, though. I'm accepting it.
Preview,
what the
baby.
Hell happened to you?
I have to join now. It says co-host. Join as co-host. You kicked me out.
Oh, did? Oh. God damn it. I got too much shit going on. It's like 1,000 motherfuckers requesting shit. How the fuck going on? Okay. Accept yours. Accept yours. Okay.
Accept it. Now it should pop up any minute now.
Okay. Now accept Goofy.
I'm hoping it will pop up any minute now. I'm waiting.
I really
okay,
wonder
what
she's having for breakfast every day.
Right.
Sausages.
Nutty flakes.
naughty flakes. Naughty flakes.
Naughty flakes.
Okay, hide that. All right, now bring it. Show preview. It's not showing up anything. What is going on, man? Well, sorry there, Bonester. I do see you, but this shit is not, it says you're on air, but, yeah.
No Goofy Bone-er?
You. He ain't even in the chat. Well, I don't know what the fuck is going on. All right, well, fucking people, I don't know what the hell. I keep pushing it, damn it.
Push it, baby, push it.
Wait a minute.
Get it to pop up and then stop pushing.
Take off
air.
That's
right. That's how you work it.
I've got him up here 5 times, though. It's like, what the fuck, man? Show a preview. There's nothing there. Then I accept it. Nothing there. And I push him online.
We really need to get you some smoke there, Smelly.
Okay, well, you laugh. I don't know.
Talking about smoke.
Yeah. Fucking weed, people. Have any fucking
one after
weed.
The hour.
Yeah, we done wasted the whole goddamn workout working our fucking nerves trying to get the goddamn camera working.
Did you break out? What?
Did I who? What happened? Yeah. All right. Well, look, Pete, we're gonna take a break for the news, and then we'll get some kind of goddamn workout going on. Shit.
I was trying.
God damn it. Damn it.
Trying real hard for you.
Man, send some of that shit over here, man. Fuck. Going to the Netherlands just for an hour, people, and I'll be back.
Hey, you are invited.
Yeah, man, I don't know what that is. All right, people, it's time for another motherfucking news. And here we go, people. Let's get off into this. The Nutty News is brought to you in part by NuttyNewsToday.com for all your weird, wild, and crazy news. You know what I'm saying? Going to you live. And before I read that, I have one message. Now, I did read yesterday about, Red Shade's going to be on the show. All right. Well, shouts out to Red Shade. Gentlemen's Night, are you prepared for Red Shade? It's going down. August 13, 2010, 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on the Miss Computer Lady Show on the Diva to Diva series. So they're going to have independent recording artist Miss Red Chase in the building. She's going to be talking about her future goals and all other kind of general discussion. Tune in to find out. That's 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 10 p.m. Central Standard Time, 9 p.m. Mountain Central Standard Time, some shit like that. 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. So that's on www.blogtalkradio.com/Miss Computer Lady. Yeah, y'all go and check that out. Shout out to Miss Computer Lady. Featuring old Red Shades. Red Shades. Oh, sorry, people. Yeah. I can harmonot. Not harmonize. I can harmonot. Goddamn shit. All right, this time for the fucking Nutty News, people. Let's go ahead and get into it, man. All right, what the hell is this shit? Y'all ain't going to hate on me today? Not going to show my fucking news? Huh? You make me kick some ass? Fucking Mozilla. It's going to make me kick some ass, man.
Yeah, the weed is definitely working out. Started to become aggressive and talking about kicking people's ass. You need to smoke some, Smiley.
Yeah, you see the fucking change, people. You really do notice a change in a pot smoker's attitude.
Yeah, if you don't smoke some soon, I'm not so liable for the consequences.
Fucking shit ass. fucking Nutty News ain't pulling up. What the fuck is going on, man? All right, people.
Get it up today, baby.
About to kick something in the ass. About to kick something in the ass. Yeah, I'm going to have to leave out early today, man. I had no fucking smoke. Show's over, people.
Somebody with a head smoking.
Fucking show is over. Jeez, man.
Hey,
shit.
You have all the aggression needed for a proper workout.
Well, yeah, that's true. Yeah. Punk-ass motherfuckers at the club be like, why you working out at the club? Fuck else I'm going to work out at? You know what I'm saying? I'm just going to sit here all night looking at you crabbing-ass assholes? I don't fucking think so. Damn. You know, and why do men make that comment? You know what I'm saying? All the women come by and be like, oh, he working out. I need to take a picture of that. Gay-ass motherfucking dudes, they coming by. What you working out for? You trying to look all, fuck you, nigga. The fuck you mean?
Hating. Haters.
Un-in-shape-ass punk. And all these motherfuckers younger than me. You know what I'm saying? Faggot-ass little motherfuckers. I have to start smashing some of these dudes, man. Smashing right in motherfuckers. I was going to punch a dude in his goddamn eye last night and shit. Kept talking all that old bullshit. Hit him in his motherfucking mouth. And it's not because of the weights, people. It's not because of the weight. It's because of the people that you work around. Sometimes you need to change your environment, you know what I'm saying, to reduce stress. And I read that one time on My Health, Your Health Monday, stress. You know what I'm saying? And your environment and the people that you motherfucking be around, yeah, can be the death of you if you allow that. Because they don't give a fuck about your happiness. Misery loves company. You know? Ah, okay.
Well, let me blow some smoke your way, man. Come here.
Oh, yeah, I got something you can... Oh, I mean, yeah, blow that smoke, man.
That's the spirit, come on.
Ah, man. That's what I need. I need to find me some little teeny bopper, 18-year-old chick to just go to work on me. That's what I'm talking about. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. But I don't swing that way, so, yeah, I won't be doing that. Let's see here. Yeah, I can't deal with the little young chicks, man. It's just the mentality is just not really there for me. You know what I'm saying? It just doesn't work for me. Alright. I tell you what. Alright. There we go. Alright. That's what I'm talking about. Talk of a possible euthanasia hospital. Guess where?
China?
UK?
Hell no. The goddamn Netherlands.
Hey.
Ah, damn. How the hell y'all euthanizing motherfuckers and shit? What the hell? God damn it. What the fuck is... Oh, boy, I'm about to kick something in his ass. I'm about to kick something in his ass. I'm about to kick something in his ass, people. Y'all hold on, man. I'm trying to get the goddamn porn music started. Fucking ass shit. I'm about to cuss my damn self out, man. Jesus, people. And for anybody who's concerned with the amount of foul language being used,
the following program is closed captioned for the thinking impaired.
Yeah, so if you're thinking, something's wrong. You're on the wrong show. Yeah. All right, people. Try to get some goddamn motivation.
Talking
going
about
on.
Shows,
yeah.
Have you been practicing your Procaster yet?
For what, live stream?
For the PSN network?
No, well, I got to get up with Jackal so he can show me how to use it.
Yeah, get in touch with him because they are patiently awaiting your arrival. He told me yesterday.
Yeah, man, I'm, you know, so much new shit to do, man. I just need to go on and just I think that's what I'm going to do, just simulcast. I mean, I'm just going to simulcast, you know what I'm saying?
Well, you can do
And then just run the show from PSN, though, and get the fuck off of, you know what I'm saying? Just keep the switch up for Blog Talk.
Oh, you could do that, yeah.
Yeah, and then run
I would like to have an option to call in directly, because if you run that through Blog Talk, I sound like shit. Well, I always sound like shit, that's true.
Versus what? Calling through PSN?
Direct Skype, and you stream that over PSN, over the shoutcast. It will give a much better sound quality also for the callers, if they use Skype. If they use a normal telephone line, that won't work.
I don't know. I'll figure something out. Shit, I'm figure something out. But I like the stats of Blog Talk. You know what I'm saying? I like to go back and be able to see. You know what I'm saying? How many people actually showed up? How many people actually listened to the show? And
well,
stuff
you
like
can
that.
You can also if I call into you and you feed that to the stream, you can also feed that to the Blog Talk, and you can do simulcast.
Well, that's what I plan on doing, or want to do. Yeah. All right. Enough of that talk there, man, that tech talk. We're talking tech talk right now.
Trying to get my nutty on here.
Jeez. Yeah, man. All right. 1 second, man. Let me go get some Gatorade. Fucking, I ain't got no beer in the fucking house. Jeez, I'm about to kick some ass, man.
Get even beer.
Ain't no fucking beer. Ain't shit. It's not shit in here, man.
Oh, I hope so.
Well, let me read about the Netherlands first. The number of reported Dutch cases of euthanasia or assisted suicide, not cyanide, right, rose 13% last year. The government said spurring talk of a possible euthanasia hospital to help people end their lives. Yeah. The annual report of the regional commissions that oversee the Netherlands' euthanasia law, they didn't know there was a law, said there were 2,636 cases in 2009, the vast majority of them euthanasia or mercy killing, as opposed to assisted suicide or helping someone to die. That represented about 2% of all Dutch deaths last year.
Damn. I don't see anything wrong with that.
Well, apparently they do here in the United States, because you can ask Dr. Kevorkian, and.
Well, there are regulations for that. If you are perfectly healthy and just don't want to live, it's almost impossible to get euthanasia for that. But if you have terminal cancer and you want to end your life before the real suffering starts, that's a possibility. And in my case, if you want to do that, and you're terminal anyway, I don't see why not.
Hmm. Well,
do
I
you
think
want
you're
to,
serious.
Do you want to force somebody to be on this planet for a lot longer with all the time that they are here, complete suffering? Or do you want them to be able to die peacefully in the presence of the family and just as they wanted, as they want to?
I don't know, man. That's a hard choice to say. You know what I'm saying? That's playing God, man. That's playing a high power and shit. You know what I'm saying? Your life don't even belong to you. You know what I'm saying? Your life belongs to the Lord. So when he takes your ass up off this motherfucker, that's your time to go. Cheating and, you know, telling the motherfucker to push the button and shit is, you know. But that's all about, you know, a person's moral values. You know what I'm saying? I got different morals than other people do. Me personally, you some bitches gonna take care of me to the bitch, I'm gone. I don't give a fuck if I'm slobbing out in the mouth of my ass. Is goddamn, can't wipe my ass. Fuck that. I took care of motherfuckers while I'm here, so you're gonna do the same till I'm goddamn gone. Better not pull no fucking plug to save no goddamn money because it's too expensive. Fuck that. You put the monetary value on life, you know what I'm saying? That's what I'm saying, because that's what that also comes into play. A lot of people want to euthanize a bitch because they sit up there and talk about, he's costing us so much money and he's a financial burden.
Well, that's,
and he's just
that's
a vegetable.
Oh, that's a misunderstanding. You will not be able to get a euthanasia just by the family saying, he's costing us too much money. That won't be able. The person itself has to have made a declaration that he doesn't want to live anymore. If he is not able to do so, he will not get euthanasia, and they will take care of him until he naturally dies.
Oh, okay. So you got to kind of write, you got to write that in your will.
There are strict regulations for that. Yeah, you got to write that in your will. Have to make a declaration for that, etc., etc. And it's being looked upon before it's really being enforced. It's not like, I have a cold, let's commit suicide. That's not gonna work.
Well, I couldn't have that shit here. These old crazy ass motherfuckers, man. Shit. These motherfuckers come up with 1,000 excuses to kill their goddamn selves, man. I don't fuck wrong with people. Just leave all your cash to me, people. Leave all your cash to me and not your fucking dog or your goddamn cats and shit like crazy ass motherfuckers be doing. Leaving millions of dollars to fucking pets. How stupid is that?
Well,
I mean, with all the homeless people that you got around you, your community, you telling me that's the only thing that you can think of is to leave it to a goddamn animal.
I hope they leave it to a cat, a 15-year-old cat or something like that, and just give me the cat. As soon as the cat dies, it's mine.
No, man. And we're in the UK, people. Yep, we're in, you know it. We're thousands of online banking customers have accounts emptied. This is why I don't do any online banking. I don't even do online shopping. I just donated $4 to Miss Mo, you know what I'm saying, via PayPal. But, you know, that was only because I use a prepaid debit card, and motherfucker ain't up a 9 cent on that motherfucker. So please, have that. Yeah. Other than that, I don't do that shit. Hell no. Thousands of British online banking customers have fallen victim to a sophisticated attack by cyber criminals who have stolen thousands of pounds from their accounts. About 3,000 online banking customers have been victims of a computer virus attack that empties their accounts while showing them fake statements so the scam goes undetected. Experts have described the attack using a Trojan virus as the most sophisticated and dangerous malware program ever created. Yes, people, viruses aren't just there. They are created. Stupid, nerdy motherfuckers are sitting around thinking of ways to tear up your goddamn computer. Yes. It is that.
That's
all right, let me
yeah.
beam in my Blaxican home, boy. Real quick line. All right, people. Hold your ears. Hard beam. Oh, yeah. You got to love the hard beam, people.
Well, you would have to get me while I'm in the shitter, wouldn't you?
That's how we do it, man. That's how we do it, people.
Oh,
why do you call in when you go into the shitter?
Hey, man. Don't question.
This is America. We can call in whenever we want to.
Yeah, then don't complain. He can bring you on whenever he wants to.
Yeah, but when he beats me up, he takes the whole toilet with me. You know what I mean? It's like, hi,
it's
everybody.
It's a porta potty, isn't it?
Got a can of spray here.
I bring a new meaning to porta potty and shit. You
hey,
know
brother.
Man?
Well, what's all this talk about leaving your valuables to your pets and all that shit? I'm leaving everything to Boo News.
Yeah, all right. And just send them a Boo News down here. I'll take care of them. I'll fucking take care of them.
Boo News already taken care of. I hope he survives before I do.
Man.
You know what I mean?
Selfish mother. Selfish muda nigga. Hey, shout out to Ivy the Wild one up here, man. You know what I'm saying? It's going down real big.
Hey, man, what was up with live stream? They didn't like Mexicans or what?
Well, I mean, we just trying to figure this shit out. You know what I'm saying? It's my first day really using it, and it's my first time ever bringing somebody live up on the cam. So I was wondering how can you bring multiple people up, you know what I'm saying, as co-hosts, and it brung you up, but it don't display the video.
Yeah, my camera, it shows another camera, but my camera, it didn't display it. Like, it displayed all my, like hearing features, like my audio, like how it could display. It displayed all that, but as my camera, it didn't display my camera.
You gotta
close those options. Did you get an option for the audio quality and the video quality?
Yeah, I got the option for the audio and the camera, but my camera did not show up for the.
You max those things out, and then you close the settings screen, and after that, Smiley can bring your camera on. It's not supposed to show anything there.
Well, let me get out of the shitter first.
Right.
Thanks for that.
That's not a sound effect, people.
We live.
It is not a sound effect. Oh, man. Oh, cool.
We're lucky it was, right. an explosive visit.
I just thank God you guys didn't see what I deposited. All right, let's see how we do.
Okay, hold on. Look, I'm closing everybody out, including you, side now. So hold on a second. Because I got too many damn videos up. It's got you all up here five times. Hold on, I'm stopping the co-host invitation. All right, I'm gonna do this one time. Everybody, cue your shit up.
Okay, I see we're blank.
All right, so here we go. I'm gonna invite viewers.
Okay.
Wait a minute.
Got my shit off. Now the co-host settings.
Okay, now I see you.
My
body
sauce.
Ah,
okay.
Why the hell? I can't clear the goddamn box. I mean, I'm accepting them both at the same time. So I see you. I see you side now. So hold on.
Okay, let me try this again.
All right. Well, why the goddamn backwet is working on his cam? Man.
You are a racist cock.
Goddamn back wet. Yeah, the dog even thought that was funny. You know what I'm saying? What the fuck you talking about?
Hey,
what's up with all these commercials up on here?
Thank you. This shit just, I don't know what the hell. Decide you want some other shit, because they spamming the hell out the goddamn commercial, man. Like, every fucking 2 seconds.
Three commercials right when I'm trying to sign in.
Well, I guess that's for Americans only, because I'm not getting it.
Well, it stopped doing that now, but it was doing that before.
Well, I'm over here looking at a yogurt fucking commercial.
Look at the top right, and you can close out the commercial.
Yoplait Light. It's only 110 calories.
Right.
Okay, let's try this again.
Okay,
only 110 calories.
Okay,
but...
and it says co-host settings.
Yeah.
My video source is not in there. It has a VIXS.
Can't you select another one?
No, like I said.
Yeah, see, I be having that minicam shit hooked up. So the minicam actually cuts into my regular webcam, so I'll be having to start the minicam program just to, you know what I'm saying? Man, let me
you,
show y'all
something. Use the minicam to broadcast other stuff, so it's YouTube videos.
See, it only shows on the Adobe Flasher player, it only shows that one camera, and it's like, fuck. But when I click on my own stuff, it let me do it.
What kind of camera?
I don't know.
Thing's a piece of shit.
Is that name brand?
Shout out to Ivy the Wise One.
Oh, Mr. Ivy and Mr. Las Vegas up in this mofo flipper. All right. Okay, check this out. Okay, I'm finna accept Goofy Bone first. Let me see what happens.
Oh, you gonna set me first?
Okay, then show preview. Yeah, it's still not fucking there. I accept the cyanide and do show pre, and he pops up.
Well, if he can't select his camera.
Yeah. That's some hard ass.
Damn, Bailey's trying to get your nutty on.
Damn, bitch ain't letting me on.
Yeah. I don't know there.
You don't like Mexicans, just tell me the truth. It's all good.
Uh-oh.
Now, when I push on air, you don't hear him sign that?
Yeah, I
hear who? Oh, wait a minute. Yeah, because you said you got that side muted, so.
Yeah, I'm in Block Talk. I can hear what's going
on. Oh. All right. Well, anyway, goddammit, continue on. I'll figure that shit out.
I guess you
can. In St. Paul, I believe that's Minnesota, police cars, lights on and sirens blaring.
Hey, are you mom?
Chased a go-kart. Right. Four police cars, lights on and sirens blaring, chased a man in a go-kart at top speeds of 20 miles per hour through downtown St. Paul. Police finally boxed him in into a parking lot, chased him around some more, and then shocked him twice with a stun gun before his go-kart came to a stop. The man refused to speak to officers or give his identity. He was booked into the Ramsey County Jail under the name John Doe. His age unknown. The officer determined the vehicle was not legal for street driving. Man, come the fuck off, man. Y'all done tased this man for being in a goddamn go-kart. And you telling me that you just couldn't jump out and run behind this motherfucker?
No shit, Sherlock. It was not street legal. Yeah,
20 miles per hour, people. Right. Right.
How fast do you run?
I'm still looking at your stream, Smiley.
Yeah. Hey, if anybody wants to click on that link, man. I'm we working out live. Is that the link right there? There you go. Y'all guys can click on that link and we're live. Well, not live like that, but we are live. Fuck it. I'll do the nutty news via the webcam. How about that? Yeah, you guys can fucking look in between my legs. Oh yeah, that looks not.
Dude,
the hell? What the fuck is that?
What the fuck?
Hey, but check this shit out, though. Watch this.
Is that the picture from the bitch on the ground from the view?
Hey, watch this. Watch this. Hold on. God damn it, mother. Hold on. No mini cam, man. There you go. Oh, what the fuck?
Is that Boone?
Nah, I got boo news, though. That's not boo news. What the fuck is going on with the... Oh, okay, hold on. Let's see the sources, cameras.
Hey, what's
bam!
Up, man? I had you over there enjoying yourself, aren't you, homeboy?
Y'all know nothing about that. Y'all
man.
See it? That shit harder than a bitch, ain't it? Let me put boo news.
Break.
Where the fuck is Boo News at? Oh, I got Boo News.
Where's Boo News at? Bring that little motherfucker on.
Goddamn Boo News.
That's not Boo News.
Goddamn Boo News. Yeah,
hey, what happened to Sidenite? He's going in and out.
Yeah, what the hell? Oh, he got his mini cam effects on. Hell no. All right, people, let me get buffed and shit on you motherfuckers. Son of a bitch is thinking it's a game and shit. You know what I'm saying? Think it's a fucking game. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
What the fuck? What's up with all these fucking commercials?
I got a dog on my nipple. You fucking right. I got a dog on my nipple and shit, man. And we're recording it live. Oh, yeah. Hold on, let me... put my other body up. There we go. Oh, yeah. I'm in my sexy now, people. Oh, yeah. I'm sexy now. There we go. Just in. Get my little sexy on. Yeah, that's me. That's me right there. You see me. Oh, wait a minute. There we go. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. Working it out. Working it out.
Get the fuck out of here.
That's me after, that's me before my tan. Right. Alright, let me continue on. You guys fucking nutballs, man. Shouts out to Cheryl Hart, I found it in the field. Yeah. It belonged to Smelly. God damn, who the hell is all these people calling in terrorizing the chat line. All right, people, I got to bring a couple of people off in here. Demi, we got people calling at the door, you window-licking son of a bus rider. Yeah. Son of a bus rider. Down with window lickers, up with bus drive riders. Yeah, well,
hey, can I throw in a sponsor real quick?
Yeah, because my shit ain't up yet. Hold the fuck on.
Today we're Goofy Bone is sponsored in part by Great Value Sugar Frosted Flakes cereal. Even though it's fake, it's still better than the original Frosted Flakes. And trust me, they're great.
Right.
Get the porta potty.
All right, people, welcome to the show. All right, get the porn music started. 702-210, you was off in the building with Weeds Day Wednesday workout with Captain Buff So Good.
Oh, well, I thought it was Captain Puff-a-Lot.
Nah, not today. I ain't got no weed, man. Been out of weed, man. Shit.
What's happening, family?
That's
we working
job,
out, man. Yeah, they taking over the fucking puffing and shit, so, you know, that's all good. You guys can hold that down, you know what I'm saying?
Well, I'm not
hey,
talking for the afternoon
I'm
time.
To get this,
I got
this,
a job
this
interview this later on.
Thing going.
Oh.
So I
oh,
get
okay.
it in, visualize some faces.
Hey, did you click on that, did you click on the,
Ustream?
Yeah, there you go. People, me without weed is a fucking deadly combination, man. Hell nah, I like that one. That's the greatest as fuck. Hell nah. My goddamn faces, my faces don't work though. I don't know what the fuck, man. Guess I'm too ugly to put a face on and shit.
You fucking
you know
gained
man?
Some weight, homeboy.
Yeah. Hell nah, that shit's too crazy, man. Hold on, let's see if I can put my face off.
Oh, hell. Look at this motherfucker flying.
Hold on.
Hey, you guys
see.
Having all the fun.
Yeah, man, you know
what? See what happens?
What we
that's
do.
An amusement park where they don't allow Mexicans in. I'm telling you.
But guess who they do allow? Oh, where is she? Do you see red shades? Where is she? There she goes. Yeah, I got red shades on my nipple.
Lord have mercy. And you just had Tasha tattooed on your chest. What the hell is going
hey,
on?
Hey, you know how it gets down. You know what that is? I represent. Oh, wait a minute.
Did that what shit wash off?
Yeah, after
a
fucking
that,
week.
That was just a temporary representation.
That's a goddamn week. Oh, shit, I got red shades in between my legs. Wow. Oh.
Oh.
Oh shit, there's Boo News.
Where?
Goddamn Boo News. fucking right. You fucking right. That's my dog.
Hold on. Time out, yo.
No, hold on, let me I got another for you. Hold on.
That's Boo News' thin face right there.
Goddamn Boo News. Jack Boo News, have you seen me? Ah, man. You got goddamn booty. Oh, man. Who, what? Oh, no, nah, my bad. There go Boo News. Dun, 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 dun.
There he is.
Oh, right.
There's
there
a little flying guy. Fuck.
Come on,
where you got that mask at?
Steady J.
Oh, Steady J.
Steady Travel.
Come on, now. Why can't I get on to y'all's show? What the hell is going on?
I don't know. Where the hell are you at? What show are you trying
with
to get
lady.
On?
I'm trying with my lady on your show.
But it's not allowing me to.
What, get on to the Ustream page?
I'm on the Ustream page. I done did all the information and all that crap, and they keep asking me to set up a live show. I don't want to set up no live show. I want to get on to y'all's show.
We just, I don't know, he clicked the link and it pulled right into our chat room.
Well, I clicked the link and it told me to get lost.
Well, shit, it don't like Mexicans, it might not like wise men either.
Yeah, y'all see that. Yeah,
I'm going to click the link again. If it tells me to step off, I got issues.
Okay. I don't want to speak on that, but if you have issues, okay.
Let's not get boisterous there, buddy.
Okay, here we go. Okay, you're just trying to find the show Period.
Okay, I'm back. I mean, I'm there. Something. I don't know. Shit.
Like,
it's still 10:30 in the morning. What the hell?
Oh, it is? Damn. It's 1:35, man. I'm looking for weed and everything. Hold on, man. Hey, 210.
Miss Sarah Hartfield.
Oh, she ain't said nothing. About to get an award already. We ain't even started yet.
Yeah, Hartfield. I'm
here.
Oh, okay. Because I'm about to get you an award. Boy, look at here.
Don't do that one.
Oh, yeah. You know, we give out awards for being silent on this show. You know what I'm saying?
I choose to be silent.
Boy, look at here. I almost said something, but I'm going to keep it.
Y'all got to tell me how to do this now.
14. All right. Keep it PG-14, goddammit. What the hell you trying to do, bro?
I'm looking at you, but you ain't doing nothing.
What you want me to do? Look retarded and shit? There you go. What the fuck? I'm supposed to look retarded for your entertainment and shit?
Come on, Smelly. What the hell is you doing, man? I had to pick a cereal now.
Pick a who?
I'm getting cereal commercials.
Yeah, man. I'm telling you, this is some fucking American conspiracy. conspiracy going on. Because me and Goofy Bone, it's going to hit you up like 3-4 times at first, and then it'll stop advertising when it figures out that, hey, this guy doesn't really want to pay attention to our advertisements.
Well, who is that playing with the fingers? That Sinai?
Yeah,
doing the bird?
Oh, man. Hello.
Yo,
man.
This is too trippy for me. It's too early in the morning for this shit. Y'all gonna make me start puffing again.
Damn, you actually stopped puffing. Wow. Here, let me help you out. There you go. Put some weed in your life. How about that?
You know you wrong.
Y'all see my emblems. That's my, the American Heart Association condones marijuana smoking. Yeah.
So we're going to take you from Buff-a-Lot to Puff-a-Lot.
Yeah, Captain Buff so good, people. Y'all see it. Oh, actually, y'all don't. Hold on, I'm sorry. I'm out of costume. I'm sorry. Sorry about that.
I still can't get my video up.
There you go. My bad.
Lord have mercy.
My bad. Sorry, I didn't.
That's not
didn't know
bad,
I wasn't,
bro. But don't you need to work on your neck a little bit?
Well, no. See, this is the advanced workout. You know what I'm saying? I got to catch up with the rest of me. You know what I'm saying?
From the neck down, right?
Oh, man. Check this out, people. Where the hell is Monroe at?
Louisiana.
Oh, okay. Well, that's where we're at. Exotic dancer dragged a man's body under her SUV for a mile. Well, that ain't as bad as the chick that drove home with the dude in her goddamn windshield and left him in the goddamn windshield for a week alive. Guess nobody heard about that gory ass shit, but yeah. A woman who allegedly dragged a man's body under her vehicle told a gas station clerk the man jumped in front of her SUV as she was fleeing his home. Bond was set at $50,000 for Christina Hensley, 35, of Higginsport. Hensley is charged with fleeing the scene of an accident. Police said Hensley was the driver of a maroon Ford Explorer that struck Monroe resident Jay Cho, 31, just before 5 a.m. in front of his home, and then dragged him to a gas station about 1 mile away. God damn. Man, that's fucked up, people. I mean, can you imagine just getting drugged, man, and you just underneath? Well, probably not, because you'd be a dead motherfucker. Damn. All right. What the heavenly angel? All right. Hey, you need to stay put, woman. What the you doing? All that in and out. All that
you know,
in and out you got going on.
How can you do this
on
with all these commercials, man?
I'm keep telling you, brother. You have to. You got to click it off a couple of times. Keep kicking the commercials off, and then the commercials will stop. It did the same thing for me and Goofball.
This last one is a little bit too much. Friends don't let dogs write checks. No, fuck.
Yeah, are they talking about men? Because we don't write checks. Oh, my bad. I said that out loud.
Well, I can't get my video stream going, so.
Oh.
I'm kicking. All
right.
Dude.
Well, stick to the chat then, brother. We're in Pennsylvania land. We're in Easy Rider's backyard. Shouts out to Easy Rider, bid66.com. For all your 50-cent bid needs, go and check them out. No, I'm not getting paid for that, people. But I do get free bids that I wastelessly use because, hey, I don't know how to do it, but it's all good.
I tried that the other day.
Yeah.
I went through free bids.
And went through them bitches quick as hell, like, like, oh shit, I'm out of biz. Yeah, it's people that are trained bidders that sit there and make that their life. So, yeah. Anyways, man is tased for disorderly conduct while sleeping in cab. Right. Tasers are supposed to be used on those who endanger law enforcement officers or others during a crime or in the process of an arrest. But that's not what happened to Philip Chappelle. Chappelle, not Dave Chappelle, was in the back seat of a yellow cab, having decided to call a cab after drinking too much. Chappelle paid a fine for public drunkenness, but a local magistrate threw out the trooper's claim that Chappelle engaged in disorderly conduct. How the fuck, if you drunk and passed out, so you done tased this man to wake him up and shit? That's what you did. Boy, look at him. I'm sorry, people. He gets an award. I don't know. The goddamn police officer gets an award. I mean, that's just. Yeah, sorry. Okay. Wake me up with a tase and see if I don't. You know what I'm saying?
God damn. You got to be a stupid motherfucker to get fired on your day off.
Yeah, damn. He didn't get fired, but, you know what I'm saying? He didn't get fired, but I'm just saying. Jesus, people, how you wake a motherfucker up with a taser? Hey, wake up! Oh! Oh, I'm up! Oh. Are you sure? Hit him again just to make sure. Oh, okay, I'm up. Jesus, people. The hell is this country coming to?
Do it three times and he's not getting up anymore.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Don't know why. He was up and, yeah. Over here in good old Massachusetts, that is, a $9,000 engagement ring lost during proposal. How the f*** do you lose it during the proposal?
I don't know. Read on.
Right. Matt Cawley's plan was to surprise, I'm pretty sure she was, Scanlon, what kind of name is that? With the ring during a romantic walk along Lighthouse Jetty in South Yarmouth. Y'all got some fucked up names. Yarmouth. All right. Yarmouth. It's pretty. Your mouth is pretty. Okay. That's directed to the women. Yeah. He tied it to a big sand dollar with some string, slipped it onto a rock when she wasn't looking, and then slyly called her attention to it. She grabbed the sand dollar, but the ring tumbled into the rocky nooks of the jetty and vanished. Yep. You can just hear it go click, click, click down through the rocks. I knew it was gone. Well, more traditional people just hold a goddamn ring behind their back and say, hey, honey, bam, check out that, $9,000. Yeah. Okay, well, You would get an award, but I don't have time to keep giving that dumbass's award. So, yeah. You would have gotten that one, though. Santee, California. I don't know where that one's at, but that's where we're at. Or a dog that ate beehive is a finalist for an award. What? Okay. A dog from Santee that ate a beehive is among three finalists for a national award recognizing the most unusual pet health insurance claim. Ellie, a Labrador retriever who lives with Robert and Sandra Coe in Santee, was nominated for the Veterinary Pet Insurance Company's second annual Hambone Award. After it ate a beehive left behind by exterminators, ingesting thousands of dead bees, and likely pesticides in the process. Right. And the owner didn't think to take that shit down. Possibly because the dog is weird and, yeah, wants to ingest certain things. I'm giving him an award, people. Yeah, he gets an award. The owner, not the dog, and definitely not the people who actually have the taxpayers running to waste to give your goddamn dog a fucking ham bone award. Actually, fuck it. I give all of them an award. Fuck it. Ain't gonna be biased here, people. Everybody
lying,
gets an award.
Lying, pizzled sack of shit, slut, trash can, scummiest dirtbag, bitch!
Right.
Good morning to you, too.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, I don't know what's going on. Who was that?
What's happening? This your boy Six Figures rocking with the Starship Smelly Fries and DJ Smell so motherfucking good, you bitches. You better rock with us or rock the fuck on, partner. Six Figures. Yee!
And of course, if you're not a bitch, you don't fit into that shout out. But if the shoe fits, hey, put that son of a bitch on. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? All right, let's try to get some shit. Some Shelly K going on. Heavenly Angel, you are back in the building, my dear. I don't know what keeps happening with you, and you keep falling in and out.
My transporter died, let's say that.
You keep falling in and out, and I don't never have that problem. Oh, wait a minute.
Ooh.
Did he say that live?
You're supposed to catch me, baby.
Did he say that live? Yes, I did.
Yes, he did.
All right, people.
He's live too on
YouTube
right now.
Oh, you on?
No, I'm saying you. I see you.
Oh, well, how did you see me when you ain't even on?
The laptop is down for starters.
Oh.
I need a new battery charger.
Yeah, I've experienced that, and you might want to go to EPATH and order you one.
To who?
EPATH China. And order it direct. Okay. It costs you about $20. Take you about 3 weeks to get the shit, though. Fucking slow ass China. Jesus, people. They quick to take your goddamn money, but boy, they damn sure don't send your product quickly. I mean.
Well, they send it out quickly. It just takes forever to get there.
Yeah. Somebody done open up your package using your shit, then after they done, they put it back and then continue mailing it off. You're right. Criminal wets pants when caught in Philadelphia. When the law finally caught up with Lamont Cook, yeah, he wet his pants. The 22-year-old spent the last year on the run for a variety of crimes ranging from the kidnapping and torture of a West Philadelphia bar owner to a murder in Maryland. But Cook's life on the lam ended about 4 a.m. yesterday when U.S. Marshals and SWAT team concerned him at, what the hell, oh, God, my concerned him, cornered him at a girlfriend's house in Vernon, Connecticut. How do you have a girlfriend when you're on the run? Right.
Can't give up the pussy, I guess.
Yeah, you know. The cooter will get you caught, people. The cooter will get you caught.
Maybe he was dating a marathon runner.
Okay.
Yeah.
She could exercise and run along with him.
I almost gave you an award
for
that one. You almost got an award signed that, but I'm going to keep it culture here, man. I
really want to give a vampire award, a werewolf an award.
Man, this is nasty, people. Brewster, Massachusetts. Doctor finds plant growing inside man's lung.
Lung? Yeah, I heard that. Nice.
What?
What kind of madness is that? I guess if you do swallow a watermelon, it might grow inside you.
Hey, you know, that was always that wise tale. You know what I'm saying? You don't be swallowing seeds and shit, because...
Yeah, but
you know?
When it comes to the stomach, that's not a problem. In the lungs, there is no acid to break down, so...
You must have inhaled the seed.
There was a problem sprouting in a local man's lung. Doctors originally thought the new growth was a tumor. But when they looked closer, they got a big surprise. I was told I had a pea seed in my lung that had split and had sprouted. A pea seed, not a marijuana seed, a goddamn pea seed. What the hell is you doing? Said Ron Sveden. It was not the diagnosis Ron Sveden was expecting. He had prepared himself to hear the words cancer and tumor, but a plant growing in his lung.
Hey, that's good news, I guess.
How the fuck is that good news? It ain't a weed plant.
Yeah, you want to choose between cancer and a plant growing in your lungs?
I'd still go for
the plant growing in my lungs.
I would still prefer some weed plants growing, you know what I'm saying?
Well, if you want to stick a 400-watt light bulb down your throat, give it a light.
I don't think I'll be doing that. I'll be sticking anything anywhere, you know what I'm saying?
Hey, did anybody see Hawthorne last night?
Yeah, if I knew what that was.
Hawthorne is the new drama show on
drama.
TNT.
Drama.
Yeah, see
drama.
What you just said right there.
That key word. No, but they had a guy on who the doctor had to perform an operation on him because he had an action figure stuck up his ass.
Oh. I wonder who he was playing with.
Yeah, that's what they still wonder.
Right. I wonder if you can see, I got $10. I can stick this chicken head up his ass. Right. I think too many people have been watching me, myself, and Irene. Right. God damn it, Timmy, stop pushing the motherfucking buttons. God damn, Timmy, sorry, people. I have to explain. I practice affirmative action on this show. And as a result, Timmy is, he's the result of that. So, that's why the windows are all dirty on the Starship, because, I don't have the little bus that I got him off of, so he looks on the windows around here, and, you know, that's why you can't see out in space clearly, but it's all good, because we keep it moving. And, shouts out to Prophet Jackal over there at PSN Radio, the Paranormal Suit Radio Network.com. And,
why is he not on Ustream watching you work out?
Probably because I'm not working out.
Yes, you are.
Well, yeah, I'm actually getting buff, people.
It's working pretty well.
Your head don't
it has some side effects, but
yeah,
I gotta show y'all
your shoulder.
Man, let me show you the end results, you know what I'm saying, after you work out so strenuous like this is the end results. Oh yeah, you gotta love that one. Put the weed on my nipple there. Oh yeah, you see that tat? That's a fucking cool tat, isn't it? Oh yeah. Imagine walking into the gym like that. Like, where's the weight bench at? Yeah. Yeah. Oh. Oh. Yeah, put about 20 pounds on it for me. Put about 20 pounds. Oh, man. Hey, let's go over here to New Zealand. Hey, you ever, anybody heard from Lil Lola, man? What's up?
Who?
Lil Lola. That's one of the one of our BTR hosts from the first season.
I've been sending her invitations, but I haven't heard gotten any response from her.
Oh. Well, we're in New Zealand where a teen beauty queen loses crown over hair color. Wouldn't know anything about that. Yeah. There are worse things a teenage beauty queen could do than change back to her natural hair color, but that is reportedly what led to a New Zealand girl losing her crown. Olivia O'Neill, Neil, not Neil, 15-year-old Mrs. Teen Wanganui. Okay.
Is that the Swahili name?
It must be, because, yeah. Wanganui.
Wanganui.
Was stripped of Salamu. Her title. Salamu. Salamu. Abadigani. I meant to tell y'all that before y'all came on the show. Abadigani. All right. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, tune in on Tuesdays. Tuesday time to master language, and we're mastering Swahili all month long. So come on over, get massacred with us. But anyways, she was stripped of her title after the pageant's director disliked her new darker hair color in her new Facebook profile picture. What the f*** is up with this Facebook shit, man? Bitches getting hired and fired over Facebook. Like, what the hell is that?
It's taking over the world.
Facebook? After winning as a curly-haired blonde, she was given restrictions, including wearing more makeup and doing 20 sit-ups at night.
What?
What? All right. I don't get that one, but yeah. Okay. Let's keep this moving, people. Actually, we're not, because the show's about to be over, so this will be the last one of the day. McDonald's. Anybody eat at McDonald's?
No.
And why not?
Really?
Probably because of the fake meat. Oh. Got to have your taste of fake meat today at McDonald's. Yeah. Woman punches two employees and smashes drive-through window. Bitch forgot my Big Mac. Cow, 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 cow. Oh.
No, she couldn't get her chicken nuggets on. Couldn't get her nuggets on.
She couldn't get her nuggets on, right.
How did she destroy it?
Toledo, Ohio.
How did she destroy the window? Did she try to climb through and got stuck?
No, she was beaten on it and beaten on the teller.
Oh. A security video from a McDonald's in Ohio shows a woman punching two restaurant employees who apparently were pussies because they didn't whoop her motherfucking ass and smashing a drive-through window because she couldn't get chicken McNuggets.
Didn't get her nuggets on. Man.
The tantrum caught on tape in Toledo shows the customer reaching through the window and slugging one worker and then another. She then grabs a bottle out of her car and tosses it through the glass window before speeding off.
Can't get your nuggets in the morning, man.
Kind of sissy-ass employees working at McDonald's. I mean, that's just like the big black chick that came inside the McDonald's and pushed over the cash register and shit and cussed that. Man, please. That's why I don't work at no public restaurants because people, I would retaliate on a motherfucker. I don't give a damn. You trying to cause personal harm to me? Fuck this job.
I'm
kicking some ass.
Huh? This was a white chick. This was a white chick, too, trying to get her nugget.
I wouldn't give a damn if an alien came down. You would have got your alien ass whooped. Yeah, and that's some crazy shit. Well, I would be asking why is the alien at McDonald's anyways, but okay, you know. That would do it, people, for your nutty news of the day. And just to let you guys know, ex-Senator Ted Stevens was killed in an air crash. So whoever your senator is, yeah, he's gone.
From Alaska, yeah.
He's gone. Yeah. Probably was thinking about Palin at the time. Oh, wait a minute. Did I say that? Yes, I did. Anyway, man, we'll do it, people. All right, look, man, I got to get the fuck up out of here, all right? I haven't smoked. I'm fucking about to goddamn, you know, buff along and shit. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I want to thank Cheryl Hartfield for calling in and being so silent when I try to get my own other audience to do the same, but that doesn't happen. Yeah. But, goddamn, she's a fucking model listener. Goddamn model listener. And if they don't wipe me off and give me an award there, Cheryl, not the bad kind, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Goddamn. Cheryl Hartfield, hold on. You know that sounds like a real commercial name? Cheryl Hartfield, that sounds like a real commercial name. Like, she'd be on a, like in the credits of a TV show or something, you know what I'm saying?
You left out the L.
I didn't. You just didn't hear the Southern in me. Cheryl Hartfield. And since you're going to sit up here and be all grammatical, homie, you know what I'm saying? On me. Shit.
Miss Cheryl L. Hartfield.
If this is going to be that kind of party, I'm going to stick my dick in the mashed potatoes.
About time you know? Mashed potatoes.
Shit. Oh, all right. Cheryl, there you go, baby. For the most silent listener of the show. That's what I'm talking about.
Ooh.
Goddamn right. I know you ain't think you was finna get an applause for that shit. What? Hell no. Woman, most interactive listener on the show. What kind of shit is that? Hey, don't laugh at her. Only laughing at her. Well, you can laugh now. 'Cause we'll cry later. All right, people. All right, look, I got to go and get buff real quick, man, and I got to hit like 10 push-ups, and that'll be my workout for the day. Yeah.
Ain't going to get your curl up on?
That's more than what the hell y'all doing. Shit. Sherry, do you work out?
That's what I'm doing right now.
You serious?
I'm serious.
Turn the webcam on. Let me see. Turn the webcam on.
I'm not in my apartment. I'm at the center working out right now.
Oh, you at the gym. That's what I'm talking about. What? Hey, don't be scared of somebody come and rub up on you. You know what I'm saying? That's me virtually. That just me virtually. Let me ask you something. Do you work out there, IB?
Yeah, every time I get on my keyboard.
I give you another award, you Muraneka. Ah, good.
You know what time it is. IB ain't got time to work out. I'm trying to work up.
Work up a sweat. Hey, what? Hey, give a shout out to your gym that you're working out there, Cheryl.
Cheryl. Okay, I'm going to let y'all have it. Actually, it's at the apartment complex that I live in. They have a gym. So,
okay. You working out by yourself?
Yes, I am.
Oh, ain't nothing wrong with that. You find motivation like that? See, that's the only key thing to me. That's why I got to do these Wednesday workout shows, because unless, you know, I just it's kind of hard to motivate yourself to work out. You know what I'm saying?
That's true. So, it is a hard thing to do, but, you know, I have you in my ear. I have my iPod in my left ear so I can keep it going.
Oh, yeah, woman. I'm all up in there. I'm all up in there. My bad. I got to hang up on IB and shit and cop blocking ass. You know what I'm saying? Cop blocking ass and shit. And get this motherfucker out of here. Get your ass out of here and shit. You know. Oh, my bad. You still here?
Of course.
Still here?
I ain't going nowhere.
Get one thing straight, actor. I don't trust you.
And if you betray us, I'll rip your fucking balls off and stuff them up your ass so that the next time you shit, you'll shit all over your ball. Got it?
We can do it out that one. I'm not with the same deal.
He like, yeah, I don't anything with anal. Yeah, I don't get down with that. Yeah, that's not kosher, man. That's not kosher. But look, people, I do got to run because I got to go and jack the marijuana, man. You know what I'm saying? For some free weed and shit. So, yeah.
Come back.
Keep it
tomorrow, I would say.
Hey, check this out. Do this for me though, Cheryl. You gotta. Can you bring your laptop into the gym?
I have to find out if they have wireless
because
I'm
wireless. Yeah, they got Wi-Fi. Yeah, well, I'm going to bring you on next time. You're going to get the old goddamn cyanide ass up out of here. He ain't fucking working out nothing. He working out joints and shit and reefer bags. So we don't need him. We get him out of here.
How much did you do today,
Smiley? Hey, brother. Yeah, I don't need your, I don't need all that. I'm already stressed enough as it is, okay? Jeez. So, Cheryl, if you want to be part of the Wednesday workout with Captain Buff So Good.
Okay.
You got to have your webcam, you know what I'm saying? And bring it on, sister. Bring it on. I'll challenge you to a workout.
Do you have any idea who Cheryl is?
Am I supposed to?
Yes, you are.
Why?
Because Cheryl is my other co-host.
And?
Yes.
Like, that just, like,
loud
like.
Loud times two.
Like, and? Oh, she must be the strong part of the show. Oh!
She's my strong part.
I'm sorry, people. I'm sorry for that one. Didn't mean to go down on you, but not in that way. Oh, like Marty Thorin says, no homo.
Boondock, no homo.
No homo.
Homo, no
Mike,
homo.
Mike, like, he be killing that shit, no homo. Like, okay. I'll buy that for a dollar. But, yeah, I wish that challenge to you there, Miss Cheryl Hartfeld.
Okay, I'll see what I can do. I'll let you know.
All right, what you on, the stairwell, stair climber, stairmaster thing?
No, the elliptical.
The who, the what?
Elliptical.
Oh.
But when it goes up and down, it's kind of like stairs, but it goes up and down and it gets higher and higher.
Oh, yeah, I like that one. Goes up and down, up and down. And I keep getting higher. You know what I'm saying? Oh, I guess you guys don't. So, here's to you. All right, let me give you some, what you like to work out to. What you listening to on your iPod?
Me.
Oh.
I got Michael Jackson right now.
That's a dull workout. Oh, did I say that live?
Yeah, you said that out loud.
So I be talking in my inner head sometimes, and it just be coming out. Uh-huh. Right.
Right now, but, Michael Jackson, my tea is playing.
Michael Jackson?
Hey, don't hate on Michael. I love Michael.
No, I ain't saying nothing about no Michael. You know, man. I'm going to give you some real workout music, though. You want some real workout music?
Okay, let's see what you got.
All right. Oh, wait a minute, woman. Don't be talking to me like that. Oh. My bad. Yeah. I ain't know what she was insinuating. Hold on. Where my workout? MC, where you at? God damn it. What you got, the typical, what you got on? What kind of workout clothes you work out in? Speedos?
Oh, no.
Oh, I'm bad.
That's it.
You got your Bobby socks on?
Of course.
Oh, she actually does wear Bobby socks. Wow, people. I was just kidding. Yeah, she actually does have more. Wow.
I love socks. I mean,
they still sell Bobby socks. I didn't know that. All right.
Yeah, but Bobby still has a lot of them.
Oh, goddamn! Blog talk. So you got the You got the whole sweatband thing going on, too? You got the sweatband on and all that?
Just my pad. I don't need no sweatband on my head.
Oh. No, ain't nothing wrong with that. You got your workout gloves? You got workout gloves? Oh, you ain't lifting weights, though.
No, I don't do the lifting weights part.
Oh.
I'm trying to be fine, not bulky.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. Ain't, you can be fine and bulky. I don't know how, but yeah. Yeah.
You don't have to push the full weight on the weights. Just do it
yeah,
a little lighter.
Just get the bar and get toned. See, this is why I do this Weeds Day workout, because it's not about getting buff. See, I take my shirt off, you won't see no buffness. You know what I'm saying? I'm cut. You know what I'm saying? But that's because I use lightweight and I do a lot of reps, because I ain't trying to get, you know what I'm saying, like what IB was saying, the goddamn big body with a small head looking like Beetlejuice and shit. You know, ain't trying to do that type of workout. But that is called an unbalanced workout if you do that. You know what I'm saying? It's like some people just do nothing but upper body workout and then they don't work on their legs. You know what I'm saying? And they got the little itty bitty ass legs. You know, they'd be looking all funny, you know, big, and then it starts slimming down. Like, what the hell is wrong with your body? It's because it's an unbalanced workout. So you got to work on all parts of your body, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Got to work on your legs one day, switch it up to your abs the next day, and then the upper body the next day. Not saying that you need to be, you know what I'm saying, bench pressing, you know, 100 pounds, you know what I'm saying? But put like 20 pounds on there and then do, you know, like 10 reps. It's just to keep your muscles toned. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Yeah, it's not about the bulk. The bulk is when you start taking supplements and all the other shit too. That's what, you know, causes your muscle to bulk up. When you start taking all that weight gain and all this, that, and you know what I'm saying? That will cause you to bulk up. So, you know, just speaking from experience, you know what I'm saying? And if you cam up with me next week, you know what I'm saying? Oh yeah, we're going head to head.
Okay.
I always sound dirty when I say something like that. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. I don't know. But, yeah, all right. Here's your workout music, baby. All right. Get those pumps and your bumps going on. Uh-oh. I'm going to work out to it, too. Uh-oh. Let me go put my thong on. Uh-oh. I'm lying like a motherfucking goddamn MC Hammer. Hell
no. That's my soul. Why you
take it off? I bet you it probably was, too. You probably got your thong on and shit. You know what I'm saying? And some pumps and some bumps and going on. All right. Well, since she wants to work out, you know what I'm saying, to MC Hammer. Yeah, Mr. Golden Hammer. I just sold my hammer for $100,000, and I'm still broke. Oh, my bad. My bad. I forgot we're still on the radio. Yeah. And we're out of here, beautiful people of the world. Much love to you. You know what I'm saying? Make sure you exercise. Get healthy. You know what I'm saying? That is the key to happiness. It's a healthy lifestyle, people. Whether you're smoking or drinking or just working out. As long as you're doing something to work it out. I'll let y'all tomorrow on the show. Lord willing. And always what I say is stay blessed and unstressed. Peace. Oh, I see you, Cheryl. I see you. Work it, girl. Work it. Uh-oh. Much love, Heavenly Angel. I'll be the wise one. Goofy and Bo. Everybody that came through, Prophet Jackal. You know what I'm saying? Everybody that's riding out with the Wrecking the Game Radio Network. Soon to be simulcasting live on Paranormal Suit Network. Peace.
to get at you, baby.